And I'm here in the studio with Sultans of String, all the way down here from Toronto, Canada, where the air is cold and the arts are fine. Say hello, gentlemen. Introduce yourselves, please.
Hello, my name is Chris McCool, violin player, Sultans of String.
Hi there, I'm Kevin DeLiberté, guitar player.
All right, and they have a lot of music and some amazing instrumentation here, a carbon fiber guitar and a fiddle played through a stomp box with more, now that's not your ordinary fiddle either, that's a six-string fiddle. What is this?
It's got extra heaviosity on the bottom end. It's got the regular four strings of a violin or a fiddle,
and then
it's got a C-string from the viola and an F-string, which is not on any current modern instrument, but the ancient viols had lots and lots of strings on them. This is actually made by a luthier from Eric Aceto from Ithaca Strings in Ithaca, New York, and a real nice guy, a great player, and a master maker too.
It's always nice to see somebody step outside of the normal instrumentation and eight string guitars and harmonic guitars and multi-string fiddles.
You need a couple more strings on your...
Yeah, you need a few extra strings.
I've
never seen a guitar like that. It's real obvious that it's very light to handle. And Sultans of String will be at Godfrey Daniels this evening, right down the street from us, which is an acoustically fantastic place to hear live music. So let's hear a little bit what you guys sound like.
Oh, great. We'll start off with a song called Alhambra, which is inspired by the Moorish castle in Granada, Spain.
Thank you.
That's sustain. That's amazing.
That's a reverb pedal.
Yeah, that's a reverb pedal. We won't talk about that.
We enjoy a pedal.
How many pedals do you have down there?
Well, I've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
That's amazing.
We're kind of gear crazy. Like, we're gear nerds. We just love discovering the new pedal that's going to make our instrument sound like a sitar or a cello or you know, make it sound like we're underwater or whatever. It's a lot of fun because we do like playing music from all around the world and telling stories with it, and the pedals can help us achieve different textures and sounds that we couldn't get just with acoustic instruments in a room.
It's quite amazing the updating of traditional music that's taking place, because I guess you base your music on a lot of traditional melodies and songs.
We play what's called, you know, they call it world music, which is kind of a funny word because everything is world music. You know, French Quebecois music, our next door neighbors in Canada, that's world music. Irish fiddling is world music in my world. So I think it makes more sense to call it roots music, or folk music, and it's the folk music of all these places. But yeah, we're updating it, and we're certainly not trying to stick too close to any
good
particular original style, because that's where the fun is. It's like we live in Toronto, Canada, where we have people from all around the globe bringing their musical influences with them, and the fun part is seeing, well, what happens if you take like a East Coast Celtic fiddle type tune and match it up with a gypsy jazz rhythm and throw some Cuban percussion on top and creating new kinds of art.
This is great. This is great fun. You're answering all my questions before I have a chance to ask them.
That's because I'm a mind reader. And I just discovered that after 10 years of knowing Kevin, that he's a mind reader too. He does great card tricks. I'm going to try and make
so
him do one
of
the
So this will be part
of
your show tonight, Godfrey Daniels,
radio,
card tricks and world music, yes. Yeah, Canada, for the times that I've been up there for musical things like the Folk Alliance in Toronto and the one in Vancouver and the one in Montreal, were the musicians came from all over the world. I it's so tough for a musician to get into America with the visa and the immigration problems these days. It's the rich man passing through the eye of the needle routine to get a musician into the United States anymore.
We feel really fortunate to have been welcomed with open arms from all the wonderful presenters like Godfrey Daniels, where we're performing tonight, and I think part of it is the strength of the folk music industry because of organizations like Folk Alliance, where we met you not too long ago. And Folk Alliance is coming back to Toronto. It's only in Canada every 5 years, so you'll get a real nice taste of our Canadian music. But I think one of the things that you'll find in Canada is that there is a real diversity. There's an incredible music scene there, and it's so cold for most of the year that I think people stay inside and make music together.
That's great. We're talking with a gentleman from Sultans of String, who will be performing tonight at Godfrey Daniels. So this will be a wonderful opportunity to hear some true international music in an intimate and acoustically wonderful setting. And on that note, how about some more music?
Sure. Well, we were thinking maybe we'd take you out to the east coast of Canada with a song about Sable Island. Sable Island is literally a sandbar of an island, just a couple hundred miles off the east coast of Canada. And they call it the graveyard of the Atlantic because for hundreds of years, ships have been crashing into it. About 500 years ago, there's a shipwreck and all the people perished, but the horses survived. Mm. And to this day, it's a true story. You can go up on the inner tube and check it out. There's about 300 wild horses running free on Sable Island. It's really beautiful. Thank you.
Wow. Got Chris and Kevin from Sultans of String here. They are performing tonight at Godfrey Daniels right down the street from us at a WDIY-sponsored show. I hope you guys can make it down to catch that. You've got quite a variety in your music. And as I understand, you play out in many configurations from multiple piece to orchestral, and you've got a you're going to be working with an orchestra very soon.
We have a little bit of musical ADD, I think.
Welcome to my world. I like that.
I love performing as a duo with Kevin because it enables us to do all kinds of things that we cannot do when we're with a full band and play a little bit more with our electronic toys and loops and things like that. We also love playing as a quintet and in getting that big world music sound. And yeah, we started performing with orchestras this season and we've been flying around. We've got a dozen orchestra shows coming up and we're almost finished recording our new record with a symphony orchestra, which has been about 3 years in the works. It's been a really complex project, a lot of really big, complex moving parts, but it's all coming together and it just sounds incredible. It's so fun to perform. I mean, just imagine this music with 60 musicians behind us. So you might be able to fit them in the studio if you used your boardroom in the lobby.
I don't think so. So is there, with the duo, I guess there's room for improvisation. And
room? Most of it is improvisation.
Good, that's what I like.
Yeah. I don't even know what these songs are called.
Yeah, or how they go sometimes. Well, that's me.
So a lot of what you're doing is bouncing off each other's music right now.
Yeah, well,
when you play.
We have, you know, sort of the basic idea of how it starts and how it ends and roughly how long it is sometimes. And, you know, the skeleton is there, but as far as how we flesh it out, it's different every time. It's never the same way once, as we like to say.
So does American jazz influence you a lot?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. We both. And in fact, that's how we started, didn't we? Playing
jazz
gigs jazz here and there.
I think the biggest component of it, the influence of jazz, is not only the improvisation or making stuff up as we go along, but also the careful listening. So we're always checking out what the other person is doing and trying to riff off that. My favorite thing is, I mean, Kevin is the best guitar player I've ever been able to meet or play with, but when he does make a mistake, he does this jazz thing where he plays it like he does three different variations on it and makes it into something that sounds like the hippest thing that sounds all night.
You need a song called Variations on a Mistake.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard any yet, so.
It's a good band name, too.
Well, I'll give you one more chance to make some mistakes. I'd like to hear one more song.
Oh, sure, you got it.
And we've got Sultans of String here performing at Godfrey Daniels this evening.
We'll play an upbeat rumba and quite possibly the first and only rumba flamenca tune written about the Arctic in northern Canada. It's called Aiutuk Sunrise, and it's just a short little ditty we'll play for you. Feel free to dance at home. Thank you.
And if you think that sounded good, wait till you hear them at Godfrey Daniels tonight. That is Sultans of String. Kevin and Chris, thank you very much for joining me here in the studio.
Thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
All right. We will see you guys this evening. And I figure, it's always tough to go out of something like that and figure out what to go into. So I've got a surprise for you. You're listening to The Blend here on WDIY 88.1 FM Allentown, Bethlehem, 93.9 Easton Phillipsburg, 93.7 Fogelsville, and Trexlertown. Always on the web at WDIY.org. And Stephen Bennett from his CD Solos and Duets. This is the Cole Porter song, Begin the Begin.